All right, everybody. Yep, we are buzzing with headlines from Apple today, holding a big event. Our Emily Chang saying earlier, you know, I think it's like the most important event of the year when they release new products, right? Because it provides potentially a new bunch of revenues coming in. So we want to talk a little bit about it. Apple shares down about 1.25% in today's session. Angelo Zeno covers Apple. He's senior equity analyst over at CFRA Research on the phone in New York City. Ramon Lamas, also with us, research director of mobile devices and AR and VR over at IDC International Data Corporation, on the phone from Framingham, Massachusetts. Hey, Angelo, I want to start with you. I don't know. Is this a big deal? Was this a big product announcement for you?
Yeah, I mean, you know, when we kind of look at, you know, what was announced today, I'd say, you know, most of what we saw was pretty much in line with expectations in terms of, you know, what these, you know, phones as well as the watch you know, included. But that being said, when we look at the price point, I think that's kind of the biggest surprise on our end. You know, the low end starting at $750, and then you have the two or higher price points at $999 and $1099, higher than we had anticipated. So, of course, it's going to provide upside, we think, to the consensus estimates out there on the street. And I'd say what we got most excited about is actually some of the features on the Apple Watch. You know, not only the bigger displays, but the fact that they've been able to kind of transition this watch towards more of a healthcare-oriented device, I think is something to really start getting excited about.
Yeah, I heard a lot of talk about the watch. Ramon, come on in on this. And what's interesting is that they got FDA approval for the new watch, and I think it's the first to get so. And I think everybody is just fantasizing about the healthcare applications and, you know, what kind of, you know, maybe this opens up the watch to a lot more people. How did you see it all play out, Ramon?
You know, getting FDA and AHA stamp of approval on any device, you know, that is not insignificant by any means, any stretch of the imagination. And if you think of this in terms of, you know, first of all, clearing that hurdle, but what else that could mean later on. For instance, if a doctor could prescribe or recommend an Apple Watch so that he can stay in touch with a patient and monitor her, you know, remotely, especially when there's a cardiac episode that could take place and also be recorded. You know, that is amazing compared to, you know, what we do today. And if we can do, you know, things like, you know, heart research and heart monitoring now and see what happens, you know, what else can we monitor later on in the future? Well, guess what? Apple already has cleared the hurdle with the FDA and the AHA and is probably working with some other organizations right now to seek approval for further applications further on down the line. I think this is really incredible.
I got to say, I've got the watch, the second version, and like it and use it more than I ever thought I would. Angelo, what do you see as the potential of the watch for Apple, especially on a financial basis? Because right now it's the phone that really still drives everything at this company.
Yeah, I mean, and what people often forget is the only way you can actually own the Apple Watch is via actually owning an iPhone, right?
Right.
So, you know, as you kind of enhance the actual watch here and put more capabilities within the watch, I think it's going to gravitate and, you know, result in more consumers, Android users specifically, towards wanting to own an actual iPhone as well as an Apple Watch. So, you know, when we look at the Apple Watch kind of selling, you know, at $399, $499 relative to $329 and $399 in the prior version, yes, you can talk about higher average selling prices, but at the same token, I mean, it doesn't account for the potential higher iPhone sales that you could potentially get from this phenomenon.
I find it interesting that when we say that they're going to sell, you know, new iPhones maybe starting at, what was it, $749 and then going to above $1,000, some of the analysis is that they're broadening their range. I mean, this is not a phone, Ramon, at the low end of the marketplace. Has Apple just kind of given up? It doesn't make any sense for them to pursue it. And I wonder what that means, and does it put at risk growth in emerging markets?
Well, I don't think it necessarily puts growth in emerging markets, you know, too much, because if there's anything that we've seen from Apple over the last several quarters, is that, you know, there is tremendous demand for those, you know, primary flagship devices. I mean, if you take a look at the iPhone 10, quarter in and quarter out, it's the leading device, not just here in the United States, but also in China, across Europe, and many other markets. And, you know, to be able to, you know, place other products closer and closer towards that higher end of the market, yeah, you think they're going to be pricing themselves out. Let's not forget, you could still get the iPhone 7, the iPhone 8. I think the iPhone 7 starts at $450, iPhone 8, $100 from there. So, you know, if there's somebody out there who wants an iPhone product, yes, there is a device for them. Yes, there is something at the price point for them. It may not be the experience that you're hoping for. It might be
right.
Something a little bit older. But you're still going to have something out there waiting for you to buy.
Angelo, I love it. Like, you know, it's funny how we just, we've all kind of, I think, are slowly settling into, I shouldn't say all of us, but into a phone that we replace every couple of years that's going to maybe cost us $1,000.
Yeah, and you know what? I think, you know, the way consumers think right now is they don't think of the device actually costing $1,000. I think they look at it via kind of more of a utility bill, paying, you know, a monthly plan. That's part of their wireless, you know, plan. And, you know, I think it's a device that most of these consumers say, hey, listen, we need to own it. And, you know, they're willing to pay, whether it be the $25 a month or, you know, $30 or $40, $45 a month. And it seems like at this point, Apple is more than capable to upselling these consumers.
Yeah, interesting. Gentlemen, thank you so much. Appreciate your time. Angelo Zeno, a senior equity analyst over at CFRA Research, on the phone in New York City. And Ramon Lamas, he's research director of mobile devices and AR and VR at IDC, International Data Corporation, on the phone from Framingham, Massachusetts. Shares of Apple Computer down 1.25%, down $2.78 a share, closing today at $221.07 a share. You are listening to Bloomberg Businessweek. I'm Carol Masser, and this is Bloomberg Radio.